My, my, my. What did I happen to catch? And at this time? It seems you've sought shelter in the wrong place. Really, you should look a bit harder when you're sneaking into someone's place. It was a little dumb of you not to check for traps before entering Alamia's lair. You do look very adorable, all helpless. Hanging by your leg, upside down. Is your face supposed to be that color? I'll get you down, sure. I'm assuming you got lost and didn't expect there to be anyone in this cave, but that doesn't mean I'm letting you free. I'm going to pick you up, place you right here next to me, and tightly coil around you. Mm-mm-mm. You really aren't in the position to protest, are you? That's what I thought. Maybe once you've squashed all thoughts of being an intruder or a threat to me, you won't have to be worried about my tail crushing you. On the positive, your face won't be this color anymore. There we go. That's it. You know, the coiling will go faster if you accept it. I won't hurt you unless you ask nicely. So, was I right that you got lost and ended up here, or were you seeking the wisdom of the great Lamia of the West? Oh, that's not my nickname anymore? Damn. That sucks. What am I called now? I'm more of a legend? It's because I rarely leave my cave, isn't it? I would leave it more if humans didn't constantly try to harm me when I left. They want my scales, or my meat, or my wisdom, and I'm not even that wise. I spend most of my time alone in a cave. That doesn't exactly scream someone who knows things about the world. You seem enthralled by my scales. Am I the first Lamia you have ever met? That explains it. I'm much cooler in temperature than you thought, huh? And a lot stronger. The part that is wrapped tightly around you, restricting you and holding you in place, that is pure muscle. Even if you were able to break free of this bondage, you wouldn't be able to do much. I'm so much stronger than you. So much quicker. It would be a shame if you forced me to use my full strength. Since you've been out there longer, would you be willing to answer some questions for me? Sort of like a trade. I'll let you stay here for the night, cook you breakfast in the morning, let you have a proper shelter, and you answer just a few little things that have been bugging me. Great. What year is it? Really? It's been about 50 years since I was last spotted then. Keeping low to the ground and hunting at night is what helps. And anyone who runs into me, I beg them to keep me a secret. I just really don't want to be bothered by humans unless they're as sweet and cute as you. Next question. What are you doing out here all alone? I see. I think I can help with that. If you want some assistance, that is. Oh, and I do have a request. I know you probably don't realize you're even doing it. You're probably just testing out how much movement you have in these constraints, or just are fidgeting. But you see, the thing is... How do I put this delicately? You are kind of rubbing the tip of my tail, which is extra sensitive. Like, really sensitive. It's kind of a pleasure center for my kind. So unless you want to make this encounter a little more than you bargained for, you may want to stop absent-mindedly playing with my tail. I see. You're a cheeky one. Keep playing with it like that and I'll show you how I deal with naughty little humans like yourself. Don't think I haven't noticed your heart beating faster with you wrapped up Next question. Are you purposely trying to rile me up? Naughty. I like that. Do you happen to be single? Why? Your answer dictates my next question. Are you single? Explains why you are being so blatantly flirty with me. How would you feel about me fucking your face and coming down your throat while I keep you coiled up all nice and tight and helpless? Nothing you can do except struggle for air while I hold you in place. Is that something you would enjoy? Good. Because that's all I'm thinking about right now. So let's make that a reality. I'm going to shift some of the rings around. I know, sweetheart. It's a little tighter than before, but it's something I must do. I need to do this so that I can be able to take the tip of my tail and get it right in front of your face. There we go. Much better. Is this what you were toying with? Thought it would be fun to tease the Lamia who was so nice and offered to help you and give you shelter? Couldn't help yourself, could you? You are such a needy little slut, and when you see a pretty monster woman, you have to throw yourself at her, huh? Look me in the eyes. Tell me what you are. Correct. And what do you want? It's a good thing that just so happens to be what I want too. My tail and your mouth fucking you dumb. Drool pulling down the sides while you struggle to move. Throat fluttering around it as you gasp for air. Use that voice of yours and beg for it. Don't forget your manners just because you want to suck on me. Be polite and ask for what you want. Very good. It would be rude of me to deny such a polite request from such a pitiful thing. Open up. Very good. Now suck.